Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, The Pulse of God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. If your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" We have the propensity of turning Jesus' teachings into either-or statements. Yet, we know he is so much more than this. He himself, 100% human, 100% divine, is the pinnacle of both and thinking. Jesus is consistent with his way of undoing our natural way of thinking and inviting us into a new consciousness, an awareness that connects us. Take today's passage. He reminds us again, love God with your whole heart, whole soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is the pulse of God in us. This is the pulse of God around us. Why do I say this? Allow me a moment of wondering. Will you wonder with me? So, true riches, storing in heaven. Perhaps Jesus is gently inviting us to value as God values. Perhaps Jesus is reminding us of the treasures lined up in the Beatitudes. Those who are poor, those who weep, the persecuted, the hungry. These are the blessed, the treasures. Yet, isn't it true for most of us with our eyes, we see darkness where there is poverty, darkness where there is persecution, darkness where there is weeping, mourning, and hunger? What if darkness is also good? What if Jesus is taking us into the safe, creative space of the womb? The womb of life, where from the beginning was the Word. The creative darkness God uses to bring forth life. With this truth, we allow today's passage to create in us. The pulse of God running through our heart, soul, mind compels us to act as we see those who weep and mourn, those who are poor. Today, we act on how we feel when we see the images of immigrant children in cages. We seek out our congressperson. We make a call, write a letter, organize an action to bring all of this into the light. These children, treasures, invite us into the love of neighbor as ourselves. This is the pulse of God, blessing us with possibility for compassion and action for the common good. What is inviting you where you are? Who is inviting you in your world to see with the lamp of your whole heart, whole soul, whole mind, to act with the pulse of God running through us? For these are the treasures we store up, our ways of care and compassion. These are the lamp of our body. These are the pulse of God.